Ember, open your eyes.
A sultry voice floated into my head and stirred me from a deep sleep. My eyes blinked open, and when I rolled over onto my side, a beautiful forest lay before me. Every leaf glistened in the sunlight, and fresh dew clung to the leaves. It was breathtaking, and I felt so warm and happy here. There was an instant emotional connection to it.
Ember, Nehushla, get up.
Pushing myself up, I turned to see Torin standing in the distance. My heart fluttered. He pivoted and walked into the forest. I knew he wanted me to follow. But no matter how quickly I ran, Torin never let me catch up. A cool breeze stirred the leaves around me, sending chills over my skin as I delved deeper into the shadows. The branches curled and twisted into bony fingers. Heavy shadows hung over me, incarcerating me within their gloom. Panic consumed me when I realized Torin had disappeared. I picked up my pace, distressed I had lost him. I pushed through some brush into a clearing and halted. Bodies were lumped in piles across the burned meadow. Ash and smoke hung heavy in the air. Blood soaked into the grass, dyeing it a rich shade of burgundy. The sight of carnage and the smell of charred flesh bore down on me, making me wretch. A stabbing pain sank into my heart. I was certain, without knowing why, I was responsible for the destruction in front of me.
Ember.
I did this. I fixed my gaze straight ahead as I spoke. Didn't I? He looked down on me, his eyes full of sadness.
Yes, you are capable of much worse. When the time comes, you must try to break free, Ember. Your life, and everyone else's, depends on it.
What do you mean? Turning his body, he pressed closer to me.
Things are about to change.
He tucked a strand of hair behind my ear.
I'm going to do everything I can to protect you. There is so much I wish I could tell you. Just know, there is a spy and a traitor around you.
A spy? Who? Instead of answering. Eventually, he pulled back.
I'm trying to show you. Don't trust them. Nothing and nobody are what they seem. Including you, my dear Ember.
He turned away, fading into the trees.
Torin, wait! Don't leave me!
His form shimmered and completely disappeared.